These are today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.
Good morning. It's Thursday, March 23rd. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. There's a minor chance of rain showers, but you can expect partly sunny skies with light winds and a high near 61. For Thursday night, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a low around 38. In politics news, the fate of Governor Gavin Newsom's proposal to bring down California's high gas prices by going after oil companies over their recent record profits could be decided in a matter of days. Events in Sacramento this week were set in motion by the governor's decision to back away from his call for state legislators to cap the profits of oil companies. Newsom's plan would instead give the California Energy Commission more power to investigate the gasoline market and to decide, through a potentially lengthy public hearing process, whether a cap on oil profits is the best way to address gas prices in California. State Democratic leaders on Monday endorsed the governor's plan and announced they had all reached a deal to get it to the finish line. Newsom said the agreement marked a major milestone in our efforts to drive the oil industry out of the shadows and ensure they play by the rules. His updated proposal will go before the Senate Standing Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Communications for a vote Wednesday, followed by the Senate Appropriations Committee Thursday morning. Pending approval in those committees, the bill could be heard on the Senate floor Thursday afternoon. State Assembly members would then have the final say on the matter next week. If all goes Newsom's way, the bill could be on his desk before lawmakers adjourn for spring recess on March 30th. The average price of a gallon of gasoline in California was $4.84 on Tuesday, about $1.40 more than the national average, according to AAA. At the peak of last year's gasoline price spikes, Californians were paying more than $2.60 above the national average. In health news, a deadly fungus called Candida auris spread rapidly in hospitals throughout the United States during the height of the coronavirus pandemic, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Monday. The fungus maintained a hold on California in the last year. Candida auris is considered an urgent antimicrobial resistance threat, the agency stated, because it has shown resistance to several antifungal drugs, spreads quickly, and can cause severe infection with high death rates. The fungus is transmitted person to person or via contact with contaminated surfaces, according to the California Department of Public Health. It's not considered a threat to healthy people. Candida auris was initially reported in 2016, but clinical cases, which is when the fungus is detected and is causing an infection, shot up in 2020-2021 and continued to rise the next year. The CDC's Candida auris tracker shows 359 clinical cases in California in the last 12 months. Candida auris can cause fever and chills that are persistent even with antibiotic treatment, according to the CDC. The fungus can cause bloodstream infections, and the agency reported that more than 1 in 3 patients with infections die. A laboratory test must be administered to diagnose an infection. If you think you may be sick with Candida auris, the CDC advises you to talk to your healthcare provider. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.